Adding up the math. With your news headlines, I'm Tim Bulware. The bill passed by the legislature last week contained a $1.2 billion tax increase over 2 years and helping to erase a budget deficit in the state of Kansas. Still, despite its overall goal, State Senator John Dahl of Garden City isn't pleased that this group was singled out to pitch in more money.
Food tax has gone up, what we've done to Medicaid. You put your total tax package together, without question, I believe it's probably the 60,000 and lower bracket that gets probably hit the hardest, although the lowest bracket stays the same.
The lowest bracket's those making less than 30,000, but still this whole debate may not be over if Governor Brownback vetoes the bill.
I know he doesn't like it. He doesn't like it a bit, but the last election, people stated very strongly, we need tax reform.
If Governor Brownback lets the bill sit for 10 days, it still becomes law. For complete and up-to-date news headlines, visit westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Bulware.